Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
When is it time to leave the narcissist? That's what we're going to be talking about today. The answer to this question is it will depend on your particular situation. But let's go into it just a little bit further. Today in this episode, we're going to talk about why this is a difficult question to answer, why it's challenging to leave a narcissistic relationship, and third, the role of your intuition to protect you in the midst of a narcissistic relationship. Let's go. Now, if you believe you are dealing with a narcissist or toxic individual, I have a quiz over on our website. Head on over there. I'll leave the link in the description. But the question I hear a lot is, when should I leave? And for a moment, I can take this question and I can digest it and provide multiple responses for when you should do something. But it's a difficult question to answer because this is very personal to your particular situation. And I say this as delicately as possible, and I'm filled with hope and being on your side as I say this, but the answer to this question must come from you. It's birthed sometimes deep down within our gut or our intuition that we know deep down that it's something we must do. And so with that, I put this in your hands. But I'm going to provide some information, some tools, some resources, and we're going to talk about this a little bit further because this is not an easy decision to make, right? And so one thing that helped me is the voices, the thoughts, the opinions of those who have been in my shoes before me, right? They explained the situation. They explained the scenario. They laid out their cards on the table, and it was the exact thing that was going on in my relationship. My eyes were opened. I saw what was going on. I couldn't believe it, but I saw what was going on, and I knew I had a decision to make within me. And it was one of the hardest decisions to make. It was the beginning of everything, right? Because, I mean, I didn't even get far as to what would happen. I just knew in the moment what I had to do. And so I cannot tell you what you can do or should do or you must do, right? Because it has to come from you, right? And along with that, let's kind of talk about this a little bit further. The decision to leave a narcissist and to go no contact is big. It's convoluted. There's a lot to unpack, right? And there's a big healing journey that goes on afterward. So I wanted to get that out in the open in the beginning. But let's talk about why it's hard to leave a narcissistic relationship. Before we get into the details, I want to share about Athletic Greens because I'm so thankful for it. I started to take AG1. Because I was looking for something to help me boost my nutrition and energy in my life than what my current diet provided. I needed a boost beyond my standard normal diet. I was also looking for something green. As I've read, and you probably have too, the impact of eating green foods. Now, I've been taking it 4 weeks. I absolutely love it. It has a mild tropical taste, which I look forward to each morning. But what is AG1? With one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of these things. Take it in the morning first thing, and it gets me going. What I like about it is that it's lifestyle friendly, works with any diet. I can take it with me when I travel. It's paleo, keto, vegan, gluten-free, and I can easily incorporate it into my daily routine. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health, and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership of your health and to pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Now, while actively involved in a narcissistic relationship, there are many, quote, forces used against a victim to try to devalue them. There are many tactics which are performed covertly, overtly. I do go into this in Master Manipulators. But not only is the devaluing difficult to overcome and to emotionally sort through, but there are other hurdles going on simultaneously, such as cognitive dissonance, Stockholm syndrome. It may be difficult to hear your own intuition, and you may be confused. You may be used to taking direction and obeying. You may think it was a one-time event or a situation may resolve itself soon. You still may have hope that the other party will change their behavior. Maybe you don't want to upset the apple cart or anyone with your decisions. And maybe you're not even sure of what your next steps might be. The decision to leave is typically made when we can evaluate the unknown risk of leaving versus remaining in the current situation. If you're in a relationship with a narcissist and felt it was time to leave but haven't, please be kind to yourself as you may be juggling a lot on your plate. The decision is not always easy as there are layers of information to sort through. But let's talk a little bit about intuition. Right? Your intuition is at work behind the scenes. Your intuition is on your side. However, during this time, it might be silenced. Or you may be at a point where you just may not even trust your intuition at all. And this is completely understandable. You see, the narcissist has been etching away at this for as long as you've been in a relationship. They have wanted you to lose connection with your own intuition, to let it go and wholeheartedly and unabashedly follow their lead without question. The narcissist has been grooming and conditioning their target for an extended time with the attempt and motive to control and to control the outcome of what their target will think and do. Some call it mind control, and some label it as coercive control. Others call it manipulation, and even more recognize it as psychological or emotional abuse. These are all correct. Being in a relationship with a narcissist, or even in a family situation, it's more than mistreatment. It's psychological, and it has an impact every single day, and especially the longer you're being exposed to it. Your intuition has been looking out for you the whole time. It's there to guide you and to let you know something is off, something's wrong. It's meant to protect you. So I suggest to listen to your intuition as it's been looking out for your best interest and it may be one of your biggest assets you have on your side at the time. It's okay if you don't trust it at first. And lastly, I just want to touch on that there is absolutely comfort from like-minded individuals who have gone through similar circumstances and they share stories of what happened. And this is incredibly beneficial and needed. And many share their stories of events that have transpired. And may we continue to see these patterns unfold and the behavior exposed so we can make the best choices and decisions when ready. This is Lynn. This is the Moving Forward with Hope podcast, and I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.